All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after a 1-4 start to this NFL season, there were plenty of people that were writing off the Pittsburgh Steelers, but right now the Steelers have won their last four contests, including a 17-12 victory yesterday at home over the Los Angeles Rams, and right now Pittsburgh looks like a completely different football team. You look at the way that Pittsburgh is flying around to the football, and they are creating havoc. They really limited a very good Rams offense yesterday in their victory. You look at the playmakers that they have on that defensive side of the ball, rookie linebacker Devin Bush Jr. You look at T.J. Watt and Cam Haywood on that defensive line. The acquisition of Minkah Fitzpatrick this year for the Miami Dolphins has really changed things in that secondary, along with veteran cornerback Joe Hayden. And, you know, Pittsburgh, to their credit, they never do panic. But when Ben Roethlisberger went down earlier in the year with that elbow injury, Pittsburgh was like, you know what? We believe in Mason Rudolph, and as the weeks have gone on, Mason Rudolph has continued to play better. You look at the playmakers around him. I know that running back James Conner is injured right now, but they still have a youngster from NC State in Jalen Samuels who's getting better as the weeks progress. I like wide receivers Juju Smith-Schuster and, of course, James Washington, and Washington is on the same page with Rudolph as they were teammates together collegiately at Oklahoma State, and you can't overlook the contributions as well of tight end Vance McDonald. And you know, a lot of people wanted to criticize Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin coming into the season. The Steelers only gave him a one-year extension. But I look at this Pittsburgh club. They got rid of some of the distractions in the offseason. Okay, Antonio Brown was a distraction. Le'Veon Bell was a distraction. And now there's more cohesion with this team right now. And I think there's more cohesion as, you know, the defense knows that they have to step it up and, you know, give Mason Rudolph opportunities. And as the weeks progress, on both sides of the ball, this team is really believing in this young signal caller. The Steelers have won their last four games, and I look at this upcoming schedule that Pittsburgh is getting ready to partake in. They can really get on a roll at Cleveland this Thursday night. They follow that up with another road game at Cincinnati. Then they're home for Cleveland, at Arizona, home for Buffalo, and then they finish up on the road at the Jets and at Baltimore. I look at this Pittsburgh club. They're 5-4 right now. Do not, and I repeat, do not be surprised if see this team finish the season 10-6 or 11-5, especially the way that this defensive unit is playing. Minkah Fitzpatrick is playing like a defensive player of the year candidate. Devin Bush Jr. is playing like a defensive rookie of the year candidate. And with those two guys, along with the likes of Watt, Hayden, Hayward, and the rest of those freaks, including Bud Dupree on that defensive side of the ball, they're going to make life tough for Steelers opponents coming down the stretch. They're going to try to pin their ears back and come after quarterback Baker Mayfield this Thursday when they take on the Browns. Everybody's taking the Cincinnati Bengals behind a woodshed so far this season, and don't expect the Steelers to take the foot off of the throttle for that game. They have an opportunity to really make some hay in the playoff push later in the season with a game versus Buffalo, and then they finish up on the road with the Jets and at Baltimore, and Baltimore went to Pittsburgh earlier this season and beat them. I guarantee you that the Steelers have circled that Week 17 contest on their calendar. Don't count out this team. They're ready to make a playoff push, and this could be a very formidable team if they get into the postseason tournament come January. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still come contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.